A pretty big update here, too, for people watching. Start of snapper season coming up a week from Friday. And your work in Washington has gotten us some extra pounds here going into season. That's good. We were at 590-something. It looks like we're up to...
664 is the early numbers. And okay. We've been playing back and forth trying to figure out exactly what this means. But
How's that work?
Well, you know, being on appropriations, being on natural resources, and knowing that, we were able to encourage them to maybe go back and relook at a few things for us.
So this is good, y'all. So that's
where your committees pay off. I mean, if you're on a committee that especially dealing with money, that's why I work so hard to get on appropriations, and they know you have access to their budget. You can affect their budget. I mean, that's what we do with the rice as well.
Yeah,
we just defunded it. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, where does that stand now? I mean, is it,
well,
is
we
it done?
Or
is
this one be interesting once I'm out of the way to see what they do. The East Coast are still pushing it. Looks like they're going to impose it on the East Coast, but the Gulf. Once I'm out of the way, I'll be curious to see what they do.
This is something that when you do this, and Congress holds the purse strings, the House holds the purse strings, but it isn't like you can defund something, but that's only exist until the next session.
Somebody else
has to defund it, or because it's not like the
that's just that one budget.
Okay,
that's just that one budget. Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's not like there was a law put through that said it's a funding issue.
Nope. If I would have stayed in office every year, I would have put it back in. And we'll see how it plays out. Maybe they'll move off to something else. But NOAA wants more and more power. I think NOAA certainly serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
In the fisheries, but I think they will a whole lot more power than what I want them to have.
Well, there's agreed, and there's, you know, it's easy, especially somebody like me, to just say throw them out with the seawater, the baby out with the seawater. But NOAA has actually, there are good things in there, but it has gone, for those of us that are Gulf fishermen, it's way beyond should be doing.
Look at our fishing count. We get 2 per trip. Florida gets 4 per trip. Louisiana gets 4 per trip. We got 1,600-plus man-made reefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's more reefs probably than Florida and Louisiana put together.
Oh, yeah. We're the home of it, but we also have more...
More reefs is more fish.
Yeah, but we also have more anglers fishing for red snapper.
We have a smaller portion of the Gulf also. So, I mean, I understand we need to be cautious and take care of our fisheries, but at the same time, we've got to be able to enjoy them.
Let me throw this one up there. Maybe I can take a trip to Washington and you can put me in front of some people. There's still this legacy of, in the commercial world, that there were people that were grandfathered in with tonnage for the commercial side.
Right.
They're not even fishing it. They are subletting that, and they're not having to rebid it. For example, if you and I wanted to go cut timber on national forest, we'd have to bid it. Or we wanted to drill for oil in the Gulf, we have to bid it, right, for the lease. They don't have to rebid this. They just have it. And it's
Representative Young up in Alaska really kept that alive. Now, he's recently died 2 years ago, and there's a new representative, and it'll be curious to see how long that stands. Most of those
Let's just get the taxpayers the best top dollar for the resource.
Most of that is applied up in the Northwest and Alaska area. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of that actually applies to the Gulf.
Oh, they still have, yeah. There's still people holding on big. Yes, yes, yes. So that's hopefully something like that might change going forward.